It's time for Hockey Talk on a Tuesday morning. Penguins season begins tonight at PPG Paints Arena. The Chicago Blackhawks are in town. I am very excited to see Connor Bedard tonight. First overall pick. So much hype, speculation. How good is this guy going to be? Did you see the video that where Marc-Andre Fleury in the preseason on a breakaway? I think it was a shootout. Kind of poke checked at him, kind of knocked him off his feet a little bit and gave him a little tap. Welcome to the league, rookie. He's a talent, man. Him going up against Crosby tonight is going to be cool. I guarantee you on the broadcast, somebody's going to say, oh, it's the changing of the guard. Like they've said for the past how many years with McDavid, as McDavid continuously cannot make his way. Same thing with Austin Matthews through the playoffs into the Stanley Cup final. Maybe that's just a Toronto thing. Maybe that's just an Edmonton stalls out in the conference final. I don't know. But three takeaways that I want to have that I have for the Penguins coming into today, or three things that I'm looking out for, really. Number one, how will the Penguins deploy the power play? What are the Penguins going to do with all this talent? What is going to be the main thing that this team tries to do with, you know, of course, Sidney Crosby's going to be on it. Okay, boom, mark it down. Gino will be on the power play. And then you got to put, what, Erik Karlsson on the power play? You're talking about definitely Crosby, definitely Malkin. Maybe Letang, Gensel, as well as Erik Karlsson. Karlsson's going to be on it. So book it with Crosby, Malkin, Karlsson. Jake Gensel practiced this week. He's a game time decision tonight. We'll see if he plays. Be pretty nice if he does, just to be able to get the season going. And then Ryan Rust, Rickard Rakell. There we go, some NHL on TNT music. All right, now I can get into a good rhythm and a good flow. All right, Penguins, power play. It's got to be those guys, right? And then you could always drop somebody else onto the second line. Will Chris Letang be on the number one power play for the Penguins? For the first time in a while, I'm really questioning it. Or will it be in favor of somebody else? Jake Gensel was providing the net front presence, the number one power play, during a 5-on-3 drill. You would think that the Penguins are going to have him in the lineup sooner rather than later. And the Penguins overall, their lineup and who made the team, it makes sense. One thing that did not make sense from last year, and that was kind of surprising. Number two, how healthy can this team stay? Sidney Crosby, 82 games last year. Evgeny Malkin, 82 games last year. Rickard Rakell, 82 games last year. Brian Rust, 81 games. P.O. Joseph played 75. Jason Zucker played 78. Jake Gensel played 78. Chris Letang, 64. And how about Erik Karlsson? Welcome to the Penguins, Erik Karlsson. He played all 82 games last year. All 82. Previously, though, for the Sharks, in his entire tenure, dating back from 2018-19 to 2 years ago, the 2021-22 season, Erik Karlsson, 53 games, 56, 52, 50. He had not played more than 56 games in a season other than last year with the Sharks when he played every single one. And he was productive, 25 goals, 76 points, 76 assists rather, 76 assists for a defenseman. 101 total points. It was the coming out party. The breakout for his Sharks career. I mean, we all know how good Erik Karlsson is. But he put up 100 points. It was the most that he's ever put up in his career. 76 assists. And yeah, that's why the Penguins were so adamant about going out there and getting him. He's a weapon. He's somebody else that the Penguins can deploy every game that you know, yeah, he's going to take risks, but they're risks that have huge rewards. The Penguins forwards, Drew O'Connor, Brian Rust, Riley Smith, Lars Eller, Jansen Harkins, Noel Achari, Jake Guentzel, Rickard Rakell, Evgeny Malkin, Jeff Carter, Matt Nieto, Sidney Crosby. At defense, Ryan Shea, Chad Ruedel, John Ludwig, Ryan Graves, huge, huge free agency pickup. Marcus Pettersson is back, Erik Karlsson, Chris Letang, and P.O. Joseph with Tristan Jarry as the main goaltender. Number three, Tristan Jarry. Will he live up to the contract? I was kind of staunch on not giving Tristan Jarry the money that he got, especially. I get very concerned with Tristan Jarry. I worry about his productivity. How is he able to perform on a game-to-game basis? I understand, yeah, he's made the All-Star team a couple of different times. He's a good player. He's 28 years old. He's still a young goalie. He doesn't do it for me when it comes playoff time. And yeah, the Penguins did not make the playoffs last year. And that's partly how, look, all those guys, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin played every game. Brian Rust, all but one game. Jake Guentzel, most of the year. And they didn't make the playoffs? I mean, really? I don't have too much confidence in this Penguins team this year. I think they should make the playoffs. I think they will make the playoffs. But I don't think they're going to win the Metro. Maybe they'll sneak in as a wild card team. They probably will. I mean, they're probably going to make it. Tristan Jarry last year was 24-13-7. A .290 goals against. A .909 save percentage, which was tied for 17th in the NHL. The goals a game average at 2.9 was 23rd. He had two shutouts on the year. That was tied for 17th. It doesn't exactly, and he played 47 games. It doesn't exactly inspire confidence in me the way that Tristan Jarry plays in big situations. And I get it. He hasn't necessarily been helped by sometimes the defense in front of him and bad plays that are made by whether it's Chris Letang being too aggressive on the puck or whatever it might be. But man, Tristan Jarry, he's got to prove it. It's time. I mean, you give him a 5-year deal, ton of money. A lot of people were wondering who's going to be the next goalie of the Penguins and put it as like a 50-50 chance that Jarry was going to be back. I mean, you remember, I didn't want him back. A lot of people here did not want him back. It's time to prove, Tristan Jarry, you're worthy of being back and being the number one goaltender at the price that you are being paid. Penguins, Blackhawks, 8 o'clock, prime time, PPG Paints Arena. It is Sidney Crosby against Connor Bedard. The Blackhawks, a team that practically ended the Penguins' season a year ago. We'll see how it shapes out. And there's something interesting that I saw in high school sports that I want to bring up for the final minute of the show. Could there be the possibility that in the PIAA, a team based on its overall win-loss record and how the program kind of continues to falter could potentially be a good thing for them to bounce back? We'll talk about it coming up next. It's the FanOily Morning Show. I'm Austin Bechtel with you. Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.